may find it inconceivable, or at the very least a bit unlikely, that the relative position of the planets and the stars could have a special deep significance, or meaning that exclusively applies to only you. But let me give you my assurance that these forecasts and predictions are all based on solid scientific documented evidence. So you would have to be some kind of moron not to realize that every single one of them is absolutely true.
Welcome to Weird Thinking with Chainsaw and Rocket,
where weird thoughts come to life.
Now, you may find it inconceivable, or at the very least, a bit unlikely, that the relative position of the planets and the stars could have a special deep significance, or meaning that exclusively applies to only you, so let you give me, I don't know, the rest. Okay, this is that issue.
Wow. Totally disrespecting
Weird Al. I'm sorry. Weird Al, I'm so sorry. I disappointed you.
He's not listening.
Damn, that's true.
Ow. That did hurt, actually.
Well, but joining us today is Rubber Tongue and Single Shot.
Hello, everybody.
How are you going?
Yes,
the
I was.
The whole crew.
I was here. Just trying to recite the long part of Weird Al Yankovic. Your horoscope for today.
You may try it again if you like.
No, you may find it. I can do it if it's stinging. Like,
okay, we'll sing it.
Now you may find it inconceivable, or at the very least a bit unlikely, that the relative position of the planets and the stars could have a special deep significance, the meaning that exclusively applies to only you. So let you give me my assurance that this forecast and predictions can all be all. I forgot.
Oh man.
It's documented scientific evidence.
Anyone you would have to be compelled before enough to realize that every single one of them is absolutely true. Okay. All right.
Anyway, I'm sorry, Rocket, to a record label.
Don't
start her singing career.
Ridiculous.
Worst singing ever.
Okay. Yeah, it was. But anyways, today we're talking about astrology. Do y'all believe in it? Okay.
No.
Clearly, Single Shot is not happy about this topic.
It's called pseudoscience for a reason.
So, Silver Tongue, you're not for it either?
No.
Well,
I'm also an educated adult.
Now, we are too, but still, let me just talk about, like, y'all know what's going on right now with the Mercury retrograde? Okay. So, we've been reading about all these different things that happen to the different signs. So, like, Chainsaw's sign, for instance, is doomed to have extremely bad luck during this mortuary
service.
Is still at work.
During this Mercury in retrograde.
Like, but specifically for, like, communication and transportation.
Yeah. And so what has happened to you this week, Chainsaw?
It's been a pretty shitty 2 weeks.
2 weeks, yeah. Tell us what's happening.
I did not even know that there was any such thing. And I didn't know about any of this. I just thought I was having a really shitty 2 weeks. But my car broke down. My phone broke.
How?
I tried to turn it off. No, yes. I was brushing my teeth. I had it on the sink.
Good for you.
I know.
Thank you. I am obsessed with teeth, so... I was brushing my teeth, and then my stupid alarm telling me that I was late went off, and I tried to turn it off angrily and flung my phone into the toilet. The only time that I have perfect fucking aim is my phone in a 3-foot fucking fling into the toilet.
It is, like, 3 feet, like, pretty far away. How, like, she had, like, to hit it fucking just hard enough to angle down into the toilet.
It felt like fate. And it was fucking, annoying.
It's like the magnetic pool of the toilet just away.
Anyway, but it's been like a two whole weeks of just random shit going wrong. I didn't know about this, and then my manager was like, "Oh, it's because Mercury's in retrograde," and I was like, "What?"
Didn't slap that person.
She did what?
On accident, yes.
She pinched her.
Yeah,
on accident in the face.
How do you accidentally pinch someone in the face? I'm sorry, we're getting a little off topic here, but explain how you accidentally pinch your manager in the face.
I feel like my body just did this, like it just overtook me, and I don't even know how it happened, but, like, she had an eyelash on her cheek, and I was let me get this off you, but, like...
And you punched her.
Violently, tried to rip her skin off her face.
But I swear that I didn't mean to do it, it just happened, and then I started hysterically laughing, and was like, I'm sorry!
You're a violent person.
That's fucking funny.
Apparently.
So did anyone else have a really shitty past 2 weeks?
No. Actually, my sign, Pisces, our prediction for the Mercury retrograde was that we would just be on top of the world.
She's a water sign.
Have you been?
Girl, stupid bitch.
Do you see me?
I'm just like all day. Yeah.
No, I mean, yeah, it's been like that. I don't know.
Just my whole life.
And then, but even Norman Beats, like his sign,
he's also a
it's
fire
different
sign.
From Chainsaws, but yeah, it says the same thing. Like he's doomed to have really bad luck, and like, yeah, shit's been happening with him too. That sucks.
Like also with phones,
like, technology.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I know it could all be coincidental. It's like the whole astrology thing,
yeah,
where it's like you're going to experience some unusual discomfort. Like it's very generic, you know, and it could be applied to like, oh, well, I felt like I had indigestion yesterday.
You also just want an explanation or, for why your life went so poorly for that.
Yeah.
Long.
Okay.
So,
yes.
But I've had like the shittiest past 2 years, and Mercury hasn't been in retrograde for like 2 years for me.
I feel you.
But Mercury, there's a lot more to Mercury than like you think outside of the retrograde,
okay,
because
okay,
it does affect you in certain ways. Okay, single shot, you're being too quiet. I need to know what you're thinking about all this
stuff.
You're
thinking exactly what I'm thinking.
Just,
like,
I'm just
close kind of your eyes and keep your head down.
What I do is I sit and I analyze,
okay, so,
listen, and then I make comments. So,
rude comments.
Well, y'all humor me, okay?
Yeah,
what is
absolutely.
Your, when's
what
your birthday?
December 11th. I am a Sagittarius.
I am also a Sagittarius, but I'm a cuss. Sagittarius.
Oh, me too.
Capricorn.
There is
me
no
too.
Cuss. There is no cusp. Y'all are nuts.
There is a cusp, because I'm right on that.
No, because it's...
So
you mean if it's the day that it starts or ends, that's
yes.
like the cusp?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay, do you not understand?
I'm really close to it,
yeah.
So wait, this is 10, right?
No, I'm the 21st.
Oh.
So I'm
oh, that's right.
Sagittarius Capricorn.
Ooh,
I know.
Yeah,
it's sexy. Okay, single shot is an Aquarius. Let's see what his. But wait,
yes.
Going back to you, Silvertime.
It is in fact the dawning of the age.
So,
of
did
Aquarius.
You have any kind of issues the past 2 weeks?
No,
and nothing happened
well,
at all.
Just regular shitty life that I have. No, absolutely not.
Okay,
so
but
just normal.
I'm gonna read this one about Aquarius now. When the going gets weird, the weird get going.
Oh.
And no one knows this better than Aquarius, the tinkerer and bohemian.
Bohemian.
Sure, it wasn't exactly in your forward-thinking nature to want to spend time dwelling on the past, but so-and-so says Mercury retrograde periods can be great times to indulge your curiosity. Consider your past projects and work from a different perspective. It just might spark a whole new set of ideas. As it tends to be the case with Aquarians, if you can find the novelty in the period of time, you'll probably enjoy it more.
Hmm. How do you feel about that, single shot?
Well, I think, coincidentally, some of it does kind of apply. As this week, I've been thinking a lot about the past.
Really?
About Spyro the Dragon, mostly.
Just Spyro or the time period in which Spyro was big in your life?
Pretty much just Spyro.
Oh, just like, man, I can't fucking wait for the new one to come out.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
My whole life goal right now.
Life goal.
Life Division 4, play Spyro
the
Dragon.
To make it long enough to play Spyro.
Well, you better get your ass to work then, because you know consoles ain't cheap.
Sorry.
I'm sorry. Consoles?
Cut her off.
I'm sorry, I apologize. You don't know what's going on in my life at work right now.
For the record, I am gainfully employed.
Thank you for clarifying that, single shot.
Roger's just a stupid little bitch today.
Oh, you've been so salty today. You're just not in the mood to
because
be
of Mercury retrograde.
Oh, great.
Is it retrograde?
Retrograde.
Retro. I can't say that. Retrograde.
That's it.
Thank you.
You did so well.
Okay, but how do you guys feel? Okay, so you guys do know that the moon has an effect on water.
The planet.
Like on the water, right? So you agree with that?
Yes.
That's the
science. I agree with
thing.
Scientific facts. Yes.
Okay, well, that is a scientific fact that. You know, I love to play devil's advocate, and I feel like I have to see both sides. I don't want to believe in this. It's the same thing with ghosts. Like, I don't believe it because I don't see the science, But then I'm like, oh, but then this, all this other stuff happens. So if the planets are also in space and are also connected and have some kind of gravitational pull, then wouldn't they also have an effect on like different things? Like the moon has an effect on water.
You're saying that gravity is affecting your day-to-day life.
Like, no, I'm saying
that's what you're saying. If you believe in this, you're saying that the gravitational pull of Mercury is so strong right now because of its position that your car broke down or that the phone fell into the toilet. Like, I don't understand. I'm not trying to be rude if I'm saying this right. I don't understand how you can think that that gravitational pull is affecting you and maybe not other people due to their star sign in a way that your phone flings into a
toilet. But more of like, isn't our body made of water? Isn't like our phones like made of like
EMFs? Okay, like gravitational pulls to me, like, you don't really know what a gravitational pull is. Like,
I mean,
but is that what it takes? You feel it.
But you know what I mean? Like, it's an energy. It's an energy.
Pushing and pulling you. But that's taking anything.
But it's like vibrations. Do you, like, I mean, you don't.
Not saying that you, like, literally feel it. I think it was the metaphorical, like, the feeling of it pulling on you. In that case, why wouldn't all the other planets be, like, pushing and pulling you?
But don't you think they do? Well, not so much. That, like, that's where I don't understand how, like, our mood could be affected by it. But, like, what if it has some, like, effect on our brain and, like, our, I don't know. I just want to believe
that,
like.
I think that's the case. Like, believing in these celestial bodies being powerful.
I want to believe that we're powerful.
Yeah,
I want to believe
really
that our
cool.
brain is powerful but and, like, can do these things.
It is considered a pseudoscience for reason.
Yeah, but so is, like, chiropractors and so are, like, acupuncturists. That's, like, pseudo-medicine. Like, nobody actually.
Pseudoscience.
Like, nobody. But, like, in the medical industry, it's not, like, recognized. It's always, like, oh, that's just.
Yeah, but there's also people in the medical industry that they look down on each other like we do in our own. Like, oh, they're just this. We don't think highly.
But, like, today and now, like, nowadays, like, do you, most people would not consider a chiropractor to be a doctor?
Okay, I've never been to one. I actually do need to go to one.
They're amazing.
But I've been told by all the older people in my life, which is a lot of older family, that they are not what they used to be. A lot of people had, like, really negative thoughts about them, and things were changing. I mean, like, in any industry. But I don't want to discredit somebody with an education. Like, regardless of what the doctor thinks about it, they're educated to
do
what they're doing.
So then is that maybe the case, is like that there's an education behind it?
Well, there is education behind astrology. People, like, can get a degree in astrology. They're astrologists.
What? No.
I never heard of an astrologer.
I think you're thinking
astrologist.
Astronomy?
No, maybe. An astrologist.
And what is that education entail? Are they going through, like, a 4-year college?
How is this college accredited?
I want to know that too. How is it accredited?
It is accredited.
I don't know.
Nature.
I just know that it is a thing, though.
Yes, I've heard of people being astrologists, and I'm sure they're educated to some point. But to be educated in a pseudoscience as opposed to something based on facts is
completely
different.
Like a cryptologist.
Then, right.
Like,
or someone calls them a paranormal expert when that's still a pseudoscience. Like, yes, you're educated
in the
hypothetical situations and things that we're assuming, but that doesn't actually, it's not based on facts, so you can't be as well educated in that.
Okay, so.
Right. These are the kind of things that we have to educate ourselves on. I don't think an accredited university will ever teach anything like that.
Yeah.
Well, I want to do a little experiment here with y'all right now, okay? Because it goes deeper than what we were just saying. Like, it goes down to, like, your personality, like, people's personalities and stuff. So I'm going to read the one for y'all first, Chainsaw and Silver Tongue, Sagittarius. And y'all tell me, like, if this is accurate and if it describes y'all. Represented by the archer, Sagittarius. Sagittarians are always on a quest for knowledge.
Yes.
Yeah,
I would stay in school my entire life if I could. I want to learn absolutely everything I possibly
okay.
can.
I agree. I just continuous
I
education.
Like,
I want to
yeah.
learn as much as possible.
The last fire sign of the zodiac, Sagittarius launches its many pursuits like blazing arrows, chasing after geographical, intellectual, and spiritual adventures, fueled by wanderlust.
Yeah, I question. Like, I want to know more.
Absolutely, on the spiritual part.
But I want to know. I want to know, like, even though I don't necessarily believe in, like,
you want to know so you
religion,
can speak
I want
on it.
well, I just want to know everything about it. Like, I want to know everything. Like, if I was capable of reading, which I guess that sounds really dumb, but like,
so go
if
ahead,
I could
I'm
sit
capable
of reading. I could sit reading the fucking Bible because it just, I can't. Like, it just, I've tried to
but
read
there's
the
a
Bible,
point to
just,
be educated in that, so even if you don't believe it, that
don't
you have
stare
it.
But
yeah,
I want
better,
to read it just
yeah.
because I want to criticize
but
it.
But I
like
understand
analyze
it in a better way
it.
Than
like,
analyze it, absolutely.
Okay,
yeah.
So it says,
but it's boring as I can't.
Fueled by wanderlust, these archers can be found traversing all corners of the world on thrill-seeking expeditions. It's no surprise that Jupiter, the planet of abundance, spirituality, and growth, governs Sagittarius. With so many journeys under their belt, Sagittarians are excellent storytellers and can light up any room with their exhilarating tales and infectious laughter. Laughter?
Laughter.
True? Yes or no?
I wouldn't say much of a thrill seeker. I like fun, but thrill seeking to me is like jumping out of planes.
I thought you were going
to
say jumping out of window. Like, okay.
I don't want to jump out of window.
Like
Rob either.
From The Simpsons.
I think, yeah. I think part of that, but I wouldn't. That's not how I would describe myself, and I don't know if my laughter is infectious if I light up a room.
I think you do.
I think you have a very, like, very vibrant personality. I think you really do. I think you have a very, like, vibrant personality.
And I can definitely say that Chainsaw is vibrant and fun, and her laughter is infectious and lights up the room.
Like, opposite to you, like, I am a thrill seeker. Like, I have gone, like, I've done bungee jumping, I've done skydiving.
Out of plenty of
yeah. I am Ralph.
Oh my gosh. It says effortlessly magnetic, SAGs. Ooh, it has a little abbreviation
is
now.
It SAGs?
SAGs.
SAGs. SAGs.
That's not. No.
Sorry. Sagittarians easily attract friends and lovers with their senses of humor. No, you're shaking
nope.
your head. Sometimes.
I am socially awkward and hate most people and don't know how to really start conversations. I definitely do not attract friends.
I am
that
also
is a hard
socially
thing
awkward.
To do.
Awkward.
I'm socially awkward. Yeah, no, I have. This is going to sound a little sad. I have very few friends, but they're closer.
Yeah.
As opposed to like people wanting to be my friends.
No,
just
I don't.
Whatever.
I've never really understood, like, having, like, 20, like, people in your group. Like, that's
yeah.
just too many to keep
that's
track
a
of.
Lot.
I can't.
Yeah.
I like to have a few close friends.
I have to, like, call you every once in a while and text you?
That's too much.
Weird. Yeah. Okay, like, moving on.
I don't know. To add to that, from an outsider's perspective, when I first met you, I thought I didn't find it horribly uncomfortable to be myself around you. Does that make sense?
That's a huge compliment coming from
both of you. Are, both of you are really because I don't know how I'm friends with Chainsaw right now, but we are.
That's because, again, you find the weirdos, you find the others, you find people that are similar to you and you attract to them.
So hard
and it goes.
but when you do.
My friends in high school were not like me. I tried, we were close, we were very close friends, mm-hmm. but they. You know, you think you attract like-minded weirdos,
but like
yeah.
now
they were not
now
at
the
all.
Few,
no, not at all.
But the few friends that you have now, are they similar? Like in like
yeah.
sort of similar tastes?
Yeah,
like,
they are
that's,
now.
That's what I consider.
But a lot of them have been brought to me through other people,
which is
well,
fine.
That's okay, it doesn't matter
still,
how you get
out.
Yeah,
together.
I guess you're right.
Like you
I
still
could
find
have told them to fuck off.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like the people that you choose to keep in contact with, you choose for a reason. Like that requires effort. Like nobody's ever really that busy.
Yeah.
Like. If you want to talk to somebody, you're going to make it.
You're
going to
make time
to
yeah.
talk to them.
Totally.
So that's where I think like we attract the people that we need or like are similar to or relate
yeah.
to in our lives. Where
moving on. Okay,
I'm rambling. So.
They're the comedians of the zodiac and infuse all of their conversations with wit and no bullshit bluntness.
And sexual humor, because that is my favorite
yes.
thing. If I can make you sexually uncomfortable or just talk about my vagina
yes.
for hours, I will.
Oh my
if
gosh.
I can talk about feet, I
for hours. The weird thing to do is when someone's leaving me to do, like I'm trying to kiss them goodbye and watch them all like move their heads away from me, even though they've known me for years and that I do this, and I'm like, am I supposed to kiss her? But what is happening here?
Oh my gosh.
People sexually uncomfortable.
That is fucking hilarious, Silver Tongue. Wow. Okay.
See?
Comedy. It is true. That is definitely true about y'all. It says, y'all must remember to keep your sharp tongues in check, which y'all are not very good at doing, so.
Yeah. Love making people cry.
It's a word vomit.
It says, though they know a lot, they don't know everything, and if they're not careful, they can come off as pretentious or arrogant. Sagittarius is a mutable sign, meaning sorry, I had a stroke. Meaning it is associated with adaptability and flexibility. This perfectly reflects the archer's deep-rooted desire for change. Sagittarians are born to explore, and it is critical that these archers have the freedom to roam. Sagittarians rules the thighs, so these archers are always on the move.
Okay. What does that have to do with my thighs?
I guess your thighs are your strong point.
Strong
Sagittarian thighs.
I would say that would be my thighs and my butt are pretty voluptuous. So.
Gosh.
I will agree on that. I have noticed some thoughts.
I would also look at your thighs and butt are voluptuous.
Thank you.
And also, like, I'm like talking about like turkey ass. I don't know why.
Turkey?
Like,
are you still gonna have a turkey? I'm leaving.
Turkey. Rude, Chancellor.
Turkey. Yeah. I don't know. Like, did you want the big rude. Turkey ass?
What are you talking about?
That's not the way I want my ass
okay?
described.
Did you hit anyway. Your head? Do you know what turkeys look like?
Oh, I'm sorry. She's just giving us that infectious laughter.
Okay. Okay, yeah, no more of that. It says, romantically, Sagittarians seek a co-pilot. These adventurous lovers resent any boundaries. So constant motion is essential in any Sagittarius relationship.
Did you just learn to read?
If you're lucky enough to link up with one of these archers, be sure to buckle up and have your passport ready.
Because it gets kinky.
I'm joking. With a Sagittarius, it's always a wild ride. That's the end.
Wild mustache.
So how do you feel about that? Do you feel like that pretty accurately?
Yeah, actually. And it's, do you remember hearing a description of Sagittarius many years ago and thinking that wasn't like me? Mm-hmm. I don't remember it. I'm sure it was the same. But yeah, I actually would say that describes me.
But you know, see, it's not just you. It's okay. Exactly. But
Wait, I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that Silver Tongue was also a Sagittarius. So you guys... would you consider us to be like similar personalities?
Pretty similar, but you definitely have.
We did have the same adoptive mother at work.
Yeah, that's true.
You are sisters, yeah. Adoptive work sisters. But yeah, I think y'all are pretty similar. I think that's a part of the reason why y'all get along so well.
Yeah,
and why I get along with you so well so much time. Because
it's inside me.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so single shot. Now I'm going to go ahead and read yours, and you can tell us, even though we all already know your winning personality that you have.
Winning.
Let's practice our pronunciations, and we're hooked on phonics.
Hooked on phonics works for me. Okay, are you ready? Despite the aqua in its name, Aquarius is actually the last air sign of the zodiac.
Wait, but did that make you guys want to sing the Barbie song at all?
I'm a Barbie.
Yeah, it's like you heard.
I know.
I was Barbie.
Better songs than that.
And they
I also
do.
Heard
you're
aqua,
right.
Like, once again, Rocket is singing to try to get a deal.
I was Barbie, though, in that song, wasn't I? Single shot.
Okay.
It was in dance. Okay, anyways. Despite this, okay, blah, 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 blah. It's actually the last air sign in the zodiac. Aquarius is represented by the water bearer, the mystical healer who bestows water or life upon the land. Accordingly, Aquarius is the most humanitarian astrological sign. These revolutionary thinkers fervently support power to the people, aspiring to change the world through radical social progress.
Okay, kind of. Hold on. But continue, I'm sorry.
Okay, every Aquarian is a rebel at heart. These air signs despise authority and anything that represents conventionality. Free-spirited and eccentric, they can often be identified by their offbeat fashion sensibilities. So true! Unusual hobbies! And non-conformist attitude.
That is that totally is you.
No sheeple here.
No
sheeple. That is you to a T.
That is totally you.
Well, how do you feel?
For the social commentary thing.
Okay.
Well, except, okay.
But the fashion.
Changed the world.
But again, every planet is like in a different position when you're born, which has a different effect in your own personal.
It goes so much deeper.
I don't want to change the world.
Okay. I don't think you want to change the world.
Ozzy Osbourne.
No, I said Ozzy.
He said,
I don't want to change the world.
I don't want to change the world.
No, no, no.
I don't want to change.
There she goes again. Rocket. Sing it through your ears.
Okay, Aquarius
of Rocket will be releasing an album.
Hooked on phonics as well.
Oh my gosh. Okay, Aquarius is ruled by Uranus.
So stupid.
Because we're 12.
There we go. Fucking middle schoolers.
I'm gonna pee. It's either you can say Uranus or Uranus. Either one is correct.
Scientists changed the name of that planet years ago.
No.
But it ended up.
Well,
it ended up once and for all.
It will never
What's
get.
It's called now. Eurectum.
Eurectum. Oh my gosh. Okay, the planet that governs innovation, technology, and surprising events. Uranus perfectly mirrors Aquarius's distinctive attitude, complementing the non-traditional nature of these visionary air signs. Aquarians are big thinkers, but mustn't forget their immediate surroundings. These water bearers can become so focused on implementing widespread reform that they neglect their family and friends, gaining a reputation for being aloof and distant in relationships.
Aquarius, is that true?
That's pretty true.
No.
What? You are, like, just like, whatever, I'm here.
I'm not actively trying to spread reform. I just think people should be smarter and think more like I do.
I like it.
Can't argue there. Aquarians should remember that progress always starts on a micro level, advocating empathy and compassion wherever possible. Like Taurus, Leo, and Scorpio, the other fixed signs of the zodiac, Aquarius can have a bit of a stubborn streak.
Hmm.
Do you think that's true?
Am I stubborn?
Yes. Okay.
Yes.
This is often considered an Achilles heel. In fact, in medical astrology, Aquarius governs the ankles.
Do you have bad ankles?
Great ankles.
You have kinkles.
I hope not. Kinkles,
prove it. Let's see.
Kinkles are awful.
Do you have bad ankles?
Not anymore.
Wow. Aquarian.
I'm on drugs now.
Aquarian. Y'all are nuts. Aquarian obstinacy stems from strong, righteous conviction, and it's quelled as soon as an Aquarius gets a chance to enact change. Because these water bearers are so deeply motivated by the spirit of egalitarianism.
Robin is also going to start a reading for Audible if you want to hear it.
Okay, they enjoy teamwork and participating.
I don't know why that one happens.
And participating in communities of like-minded individuals. That is not true. You hate teamwork.
You hate
communities.
That's not entirely accurate.
If we were to build a commune, would you live in it?
Fuck that. I'm not really?
You would have your own house. Yeah. Like, not a commune. She
not
says commune.
Who says
like,
commune? It's like a word.
Not a commune.
If we bought a neighborhood.
Why don't you listen to what happens?
If you bought a neighborhood.
Fine, go ahead.
If you find us on Patreon, it was like the donate to our
compound.
Compound.
The fucking sister wives now.
We're also on Patreon.
Buy a whole fucking cul-de-sac.
We were gonna buy a cul-de-sac.
Yeah, you'd be our next door neighbors.
You
so.
Could have one house in the cul-de-sac. Cool. Okay.
You're also there, Sarah.
Oh, thank you.
I forgot the point I was trying to make. So
yeah, I forgot what we were talking about.
The last sentence. Because the water bearers are so deeply motivated by the spirit of egalitarianism, they enjoy teamwork and participating in communities of like-minded individuals.
Okay, you said that wasn't true about me. I say it's true to a small degree. Because I prefer working with a team. I just like working with a team of people who are just as smart as me and can do their fucking job at the same pace I can. Because that's the hard part, finding people who are as great as I am.
Okay, so, however, Aquarians also need plenty of space and time on their own to reflect, form ideas, and plan their role in the revolution.
And the revolution, man.
I know, like this revolution.
Ultimately, freedom is of the utmost importance for Aquarians who view challenges to their independence as power-hungry attempts to control them.
Yes, to control them.
To win an Aquarian's trust, don't try to rein in their quirks or keep them from flying their freak flag high.
Freak flag high.
Aquarius thrives on shock value.
Wow.
Taser her.
So, yeah.
Shock value. Please. I get it.
Oh, my gosh. See, so there's some similarities. And, again, it's pretty fun. To...
Okay, but now continue with yours, Rocket.
Okay.
Or would you like me to read it to you?
No, you can read it if you want. Are you tired of hearing my voice?
Yeah, I guess I'm going to get rid of it.
Okay.
Do you know how to use the iPhone?
I don't have my grandma glasses on.
Well, then let me read it.
That's not as...
It's Pisces. Pisces, a water sign, is the last constellation of the zodiac because you're the last one to wake up. It's symbolized by two fish swimming in opposite directions, representing the constant division of Pisces' attention between fantasy and reality.
I am very super into my own little fantasy world in my head that I'm always thinking about at everywhere I am.
So, versus reality.
Yeah, I hate reality. I'm just in my own mind.
Too. As the final sign, Pisces has absorbed every lesson, the joys and the pains and the hopes and the fears learned by all of the other signs. What?
Why are we letting you read?
I know. Why am I reading? Okay. This makes these fish the most psychic, empathetic, and compassionate creatures of the astrological wheel.
Give me the phone back.
Are you psychic, empathetic, and passionate?
I don't think you're psychic. Empathetic at all.
I'm not empathetic at all. I give no fucks for anybody or anything.
I don't feel that that's true. I think part of the reason you and I are still friends because when I was having my time, you were extremely empathetic towards me.
That's different, though, because I actually really cared about you. Like, for anybody...
Did you hear the
care? I'm sorry.
It was a long time ago.
Like, I consider you to be in my... close circle of friends, my top five, like that's all I have. It's like five friends. So
yeah, and I think we were close too, but I wouldn't have assumed we were that close if you hadn't reached out to me. Like,
oh yeah,
you know,
I had to make sure you were okay.
Naturally, you know how to be empathetic.
Yeah,
but if anyone's putting you in that position,
and I don't want to be in it,
your natural rebellious spirit is like, fuck you. No,
that's pretty true.
Yeah, she has to, like, want to be empathetic towards them. She has to be like...
I don't think she even has to do that. I think it's just his natural response, reflex.
But, I mean, people are always coming to me with their problems.
They always do.
I never have been told that I'm an approachable person. I've always been told, like, ooh, I don't want to come to you. Like, but people...
I feel like it's the opposite. I feel like a lot of people naturally go to you.
They do, but I don't want them to. I'm just kidding. That was mean. Anybody listening, come to me at any time. It's fine. okay, let's see. With such immense sensitivity, Pisces can become easily swallowed by emotions and must remember to stay grounded in the material realm.
That's true. You lose.
Ew!
What?
Oh,
loves feet.
You lose your temper easily.
It says Pisces rules the feet.
That's wonderful.
Rule those feet. Overcome your disgust.
In a can of feet.
I'm dying and I'm about to like cry. That's so disgusting.
Never put your feet on the table really quick.
Dude, I asked Rocket the other day if we could all take off our socks and hold feet.
Oh, did I not send you that picture of my friend?
Ew.
And her sister held
me. Oh my gosh, this is disgusting.
Rocket almost jumped out of the vehicle when I told her that.
Oh my god.
Every time we're doing this and I'm like sitting next to her, I just want to put my toes on her.
I want to touch her with my
feet.
You're
disgusting.
I see you react so bad.
I will, but you are the ruler of the feet.
I will break your leg at the knee if you...
With your backwards.
Don't high five me though.
This just brings my point entirely.
What?
That you can't read.
No, we can't read.
Dang it. Okay.
this episode has been mostly giggles.
Well,
I know.
We're funny. We are.
Thank you. We're fucking hilarious.
I'm not day drinking.
Ever again.
Ever again. Yeah. Lesson learned.
Old
lies,
lady.
Lies, lies.
I know. It was like two drinks.
Oh my gosh.
I'm the worst.
That was hilarious.
A single shot? Or
yeah, I just forgot.
Still reading?
Yeah, I'm trying to... Let's see.
Let me just read it. I was reading it.
It says, Pisces can easily become swallowed by the emotions. I find that very true about Rocket.
Really?
The minute she gets angry, she stays angry forever. She just had a fit of disgust and could not get back on track.
That's true.
It took us down this fucking 5-minute detour.
That's true. With this particular thing, it is hard to get back on track. Mm-hmm.
And yeah, once she figures out that that's something I don't like, she sticks with it. So even the casual mention of anything related to her dislike,
although I have a visceral dislike like you do, I really do, to the point that my family has to call it by a name I've given it.
What?
I don't want
to tell
you.
Tell it.
No, because then you'll know when you're used against me the way I used to be against her.
Do not give them ammo.
Yeah, no. Maybe somewhere else.
Is it about the people you
so course. that one sentence is true.
Okay. Pisces is ruled by Neptune, the celestial body that governs creativity and dreams, which I have lots of. And these ethereal fish adore exploring their boundless imaginations. Very true. I'm always in my imagination. In its more nefarious form, however, Neptune also oversees illusion and escapism. Neptunian energy is like that of the ocean, magical, mysterious, and often scary. When the fog is thick on the water, the horizon is obstructed, and there is no differentiation between the sea and the sky. Pisces must be wary of mirages. These impressionable fish prefer wearing rose-colored glasses to addressing problems, which can earn Pisces a reputation for being flaky or delusional. You think I'm flaky and delusional?
Flaky and delusional.
How am I flaky? Doesn't that mean like I flake out on people?
Shirk responsibilities, yeah.
Yeah, I don't do that.
I don't see that either.
I do everything that I need to do, always.
Did you buy a robot a bed?
I think it's certain things that you don't want to do that you push off.
Well, it's money things, okay? I'm not fucking rich.
When
like
you had the money, and you're supposed to buy better than
money. Did your mom have money?
My mom has money all the time.
She's broke. Broke bitch.
Can't use your mama jokes against me.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
That's right. Actually my brother's favorite thing to do to each other is your
right?
mama jokes.
Thank you. It's hilarious.
Not in front of my mother.
I don't give a fuck. I'll say it in front of anyone, even her. This water sign should remember that problems can't be solved by swimming away. Willful ignorance never makes conflict disappear. It only gives it a chance to grow. A mutable sign, Pisces effortlessly adapts to their surroundings. These visionary fish have unparalleled access to the collective unconscious through their clairvoyance and make incredible artists and creatives. Kind and gentle.
Huh. What? Kind and gentle?
They're invigorated by shared experiences of music and romance. Ooh. Any relationship with mystical Pisces is guaranteed to involve deep spiritual exploration.
I do not believe that.
And nachos.
And nachos.
And nachos. Can you lick this cheese off my arm?
Fountain of queso.
Norman Beats is shaking his head. No,
oh my gosh. That is it about me.
So how do you feel
that was actually the least descriptive one about me that I've read. I've read some that are way more in-depth that I relate to more than I do this one. Because I don't think that was a very good
although
one for
shouldn't
me.
They be basically the same?
The same, yes, but the way they're written, or there actually are a lot of details.
Because
that one.
There's no science to this. It's all interpreted.
Right?
So,
but how do you guys... But still, I mean, it's relatable, right? Is it just generalized?
Yeah,
that
but
why?
There
it's
were really other parts of y'all's that I thought, no, that's definitely me. So I just think grouping people into these like,
but
like psychologically, it's
again,
into
these generalizations that could. It's like when people go to the psychic and they're just pulling out things because
yeah.
it's so general. Like I could fall into all of them.
Have you ever been to a psychic, Silvertone?
I have.
And what was your experience?
She was really creepy. She did tell me some things I thought were interesting, but I do think she probably could tell I was in a really bad place.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden she stops and she says, oh, but tell me about the aliens that took you. And I'm like, that's not a thing. Well, I know it is. Like, it's really not. So she immediately lost credibility for me at that point, that she was pushing something onto me that I kept saying, no, I've not had that experience. Mm. I don't think I believe in them coming to us right now anyway. But she just started pushing weirder and weirder thoughts onto me that just discredited her.
Mm-hmm.
And well, again, it was generalization. Yeah, she could see, yes. Like, I'm slouched yeah. over, and I was, like, feeling sick that day. She was, you look like you're in a really bad place. Oh, yeah. You should bathe with this oil that will help you. So it felt good.
That is so for $29.95.
Yeah, yeah. It also felt like she was pulling these generalizations that I could easily stick myself in and say, oh, yes, she is real. I mean, I do love all that stuff. I think it's fun. I think it's entertaining, but...
Well, single shot. So how do you feel about, like, did she read, like, tarot cards to you? Like, how do you feel? How do you guys feel?
Well, single shot actually has tarot cards. Did you bring them with you?
I forgot to bring them today.
Okay.
I have had my cards read, and that was way creepier than this lady.
Okay, so how do you believe cards but not astrology?
Because, like, they're very interlinked.
Yeah.
Like, all the cards
are chance. Astrology.
I'm also not saying I totally believe in cards. Again, I think it's fun. And yes, the people that did it, I think, was closer than that psychic, and it was creepy. But I wouldn't put my faith in all these cards and say, oh, I don't know what I'm doing with my life, or I need to, like, figure this out, or that I would use cards to do that.
That's just the thing, though. If you're gonna study this stuff on your own, I wouldn't put entire faith into it as a guidebook to live your life.
Yeah.
And there's nothing in these astrology predictions that are saying this is who you are and this is how you're supposed to behave. So
what do you do whenever you read them, like, by yourself? Or what do you, why did you get them to begin with?
The tarot cards?
Yeah.
Because it's not that interesting.
And then what did you learn about them?
I like the art on the cards.
Yeah.
I liked reading the book and seeing what all different signs are supposed to be related to. And
but you didn't really use them like a fortune teller would.
A couple things. Nothing that big, no. I mean, nothing that came true or anything. It was just...
So you don't put all your belief in them even though
I don't put all my belief in them.
Is it more of an entertaining thing?
It's more of an entertaining thing. Exactly. It's,
Have you ever been to a psychic?
Never. Okay. Well, I never spent money on that.
Have you ever been to a psychic?
I actually have been to a psychic, and it was really, really weird. I went to New Orleans to go to a concert not too long ago. Well, okay. Yeah, a while ago. Yeah, maybe like 5 years ago, whatever.
That is definitely a while.
Okay, and so when we drove there, it was me and my friend and his girlfriend. And then we drove, yeah, it was a super awkward trip to begin with. Like, we didn't stop to get any food. We were driving, and, like, by the time we got to the show, like, I was, like, so weak and hungry that I almost blacked out and passed out at the show.
Well, you are, like, anemic a little, like,
nothing. Yeah. So, it kind of sucked. But anyway, so, like, in my life, personally, at the time, like, I had been having a lot of shit happen, like, stuff that I don't really want to get into, people getting out of prison and stuff like that, just weird stuff. And it was really shitty, and it was, like, really hard, taking a toll on me, whatever. Yeah, so that was going on. The next day after the concert, we decided to go. I went to the psychic, and I've always watched, like, the stupid medium shows and shit on TLC because I just find it really interesting. And so yeah. I was like, okay, I'm going to go, and I'm not going to say anything at all. I'm just going to sit down. I'm going to be absolutely quiet. I'm going to let her start talking. And so, sure enough, like, she did start talking, and without me saying anything at all, like, she was able to, like, tell me, I know that this is what's happening in your life, like, to a T also, like, this man, blah, 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 this kid, blah, 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 like, stuff like that. And so, that was, like, the first creepy part about it. So, she was getting everything right. I just nodded my head. I still didn't say anything out loud. And then she started going in and, like, flipping the cards and stuff. And I don't remember exactly, like, which one she picked and whatnot. But she was explaining, like, oh, this certain, like, I guess God or not God, you know what I mean? Like deity or something, I don't fucking know.
Yeah, the symbols.
The symbols, yeah. So one of them was supposed to mean like protection or whatever, and she was like, you have some supernatural force that's protecting you, like nothing bad's gonna happen. I know you think that like the future looks dark, but everything's gonna work out, so just don't stress. All of that was extremely accurate for me, so... already, she had me do this little thing at a shrine that they had in the shop and, like, offer it something, and it was supposed to, like, protect me even further. So I did that, and then we left. So we were going to, like, a reggae concert, and, of course, we had, like, a duffel bag full of, like, weed, oils, like, paraphernalia. A duffel bag with us in the car. So on the way back, we were, like, a couple hours into Texas, and it was at night, in the middle of the night. And we ended up getting pulled over. I was asleep. You know, I love to sleep. So I didn't even know. The next thing, like, I remembered was getting pulled out of the car by a cop. And he was just like, what are you on? And blah, 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 like, asking all this shit. And I was like, dude, I'm not on anything. I'm like, I was standing outside. And I just kept thinking, like, fuck, I'm going to go to fucking jail. Like, I have a kid and shit. Like, okay, that sounds really bad. But whatever. This was 5 years ago. And, so I was like, I'm fucked. And then for some fucking reason, the cop was like, they said the girls can go. So like me and my friend's girlfriend, like we were able to leave. He said, see that dumpster off there? Like y'all need to drive to it and throw all the paraphernalia away. And I was like, are you fucking serious? And he was like, yeah, go before I change my mind. And so at that moment I was like, dude, something just fucking like protected me. Like I could have gone to fucking jail and been, you know, so I have had experiences like that, obviously, that...
But you said, like, a supernatural involvement. Do you think something, like, steadied his hand and, like, told him, like, something supernatural overcame him and said he shouldn't do this? Or it just was a situation where the guy was like, yeah, I really don't feel like fucking with these kids, but they need to throw that shit away.
Either way, like, still, like, something made me not get in trouble, because this is Texas we're fucking talking about. They will take you to jail for... looking at them wrong.
So it was the gravity of Mercury pulling you in.
But you know what? I'm just saying. That was my experience. Like,
I know what you mean, though, because I feel like it's so hard to not believe it when they tell you things, because I've also been to, like, I've also had my cards read a few times. But one in particular, right before I moved to California, I was, like, in a really bad place. I had broken up with my boyfriend, who I had been with for a really long time. And I just didn't know what the fuck to do with my life. And I remember going to this chick who, I guess the story is that she, I feel so silly saying this out loud because it doesn't sound believable at all. But, like, she's supposed to be a witch. And she, like, comes from a long bloodline of witches from Louisiana.
Why is that silly?
It just sounds silly because it just doesn't sound believable.
Is she
believable.
A real witch? Or like
no, like she is legitimately...
A practitioner of Wiccan arts?
No, like she legitimately is like a witch and it's been passed down through.
The mole.
She fucking has like glass-eyed looking motherfucking eyes. Like she looks like a witch.
Really?
She's also very beautiful and like... It's fucking weird. And she has this little trailer that's like a witch trailer.
And like, cool.
I'm pretty sure. But like, she comes from Louisiana. Like, the reason she's in Texas is because of the Hurricane Katrina. Like, that's the only reason she's here. Like, her mother, her grandmother have like continued this tradition.
So she's not a good witch. She would have stopped the hurricane coming.
Right.
I don't fucking know how much power this witch has. But she, like, her deck was passed on from, like, her grandmother to her mother. I don't know how many generations. But anyways, I found her randomly, and I decided to, like, randomly go read my cards. And the first thing that she told me was, you need to stop fucking with this man. Like, it's not... He's never going to love you the way you need him to love you or the way you want him to love you. Like, stop. Like, it's just not good. Stop. And I was just like, what? Like, this bitch trying to tell my life. And then she, like, continued and she was like, you need to call your friend. And I was like, what? Like, what friend do I need to call? And she was like, because I was very, like, I'm very skeptical.
Mm-hmm.
And so she was just like, you're resentful towards your friend because she's doing something that you wanted to do. Call your friend. She's waiting for you to call. And at the time, I, like, it immediately, when she said that, I immediately, like, clicked.
Mm-hmm.
I had gone to beauty school with one of my friends, and I'm really into, like, special effects and, like, monsters, and, like, that's just my fucking thing. I've been like this since I was a kid. Like, I just love that shit. And so I had mentioned to, like, my teachers how I wanted to do special effects, and I had wanted to go to, like, California to do special effects. And my friend, who is a lot more wealthier than me, decided to kind of do what I wanted to do and, like, got to go to LA and got to go to, like, special effects school and all of that. And, like, I was really jealous. I was, like, really jealous because I was like, that was my dream. Like, you got to do my dream. Like, fuck, like, it fucking stung. And so I was really, like, pissed off at her, but, like, low key pissed off. And so then when she said that, like, it hit me and I was like, God, like, I've been such a bitch. Like, I should have been happy for her, you know? And so I did. So, like, after this whole session, like, she's like, you need to do this. Like, your life is going to change. She was like, in an unexpected way. And, like, I didn't think of it. I was just like, okay, whatever. Like, crazy witch, whatever. I'm going to call my friend. So I called my friend that day and she was like, chainsaw. She was like, chainsaw, I've been waiting for you to call me. Like, I've been waiting for you. Like, I've been waiting for you to call me is the first thing she said to me. And I was like, what? Because I called her and was like, hey, like, I just want you to know, like, I am really happy for you. And I'm really sorry that I haven't been so supportive. I've just been bitter. Mm-hmm. But, like, I genuinely am happy for you, whatever. And she was like, you know, I've been waiting for you to call. Like, get on a plane and come visit. It's Monsterpalooza this weekend. Like, I have a ticket for you. Come hang out. And, like, that was, I think, on, like, a Friday, and Monday, like, I bought my plane ticket, and, like, Tuesday I was in California. So it happened, like, super quick. I ended up going to California. I ended up having, like, a really good time. I ended up, like, moving there 3 months later, meeting my kid's dad when I went to go visit. Ended up getting knocked up, which was not the plan.
And unexpected way.
Unexpected fucking shit that happens. But, like, my entire life changed based on a phone call that I made from
because of a witch.
So from some witch told me that, like, I need to make a phone call. And I never would have thought that, like, that would have come into play. And I don't think that necessarily I would have called my friend if that hadn't had happened. Mm-hmm. So could it have been a prediction? Could it have been real? I don't know. But I know that, like, that did turn, like,
Changed
a whole,
changed,
like,
yeah.
It changed my life.
You're
dramatically
leaving.
Well, no,
but,
I don't know.
One variable you're leaving out on this is you're the one that initiated the change.
That's true.
Totally, but I would have never initiated that change if I had never gone to that psychic and she had told me to call my friend, because I would have probably still been pissed off at my friend, because I'm a bitter
bitch. Did she tell you what friend? Like, you don't know. So you don't think that was just another, like, you need to call your friend?
But and no, you she said someone to call, she was or? Just like, your friend is waiting for a call. Like, you need to make this call. Like, it's going to change your life. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, what? Like, and on, like, again, I don't have that many friends. I have maybe 5 close friends.
Yeah. I can't fault you for, like, seeing, like, that coming to fruition. I just wonder if that was a general question she could have given anyone.
Sure.
You know? It just, obviously, and it did change your life, though.
And again, like, everything, again, like, I like to be a skeptic. I don't know what's true, what's not, mm-hmm. but, like, if I had never gone to her, I would have never called my friend. I would have never moved to California. I would have never had that initiative. Like, and I would have probably never left my, like, first boyfriend, because I was so hooked on him that, like, I don't know. I feel like her telling me, like, he's not gonna fucking love you, like,
because you're a Sagittarius and you had a co-pilot.
I did. I needed someone to tell me, it like, was that, like, push, bitch,
so
stop.
You could do something.
Yes, and granted, maybe it could have come from, like, a friend or my. I was gonna say mom, but that's not true. Wouldn't have listened to my mom. But, like, had it been somebody else, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But what are the odds? Mm-hmm. Is what I'd like to consider.
That's still interesting.
I don't know.
All right.
Well, that's been fun.
So final thoughts on astrology.
I'm not sure.
I think it's fun. I think it's something I like to look at from time to time. I don't devote every day to it. Like, I don't read my every single horoscope for that day.
I feel like for years and years and years, though, we have been looking up at the stars for direction and for, like,
yeah,
other purposes. Like, for
generations, like our ancestors have like depended on the stars. So I feel like there's something that more
before we charted our own planet.
Well, that I feel like there has to be some kind of connection.
I don't think there has to be a connection.
I think it's a beautiful thought to look up at the stars in the sky to think that it's doing something. I just personally don't think it has that kind of effect.
Well, that's okay.
I think it's really fun. I think astrology is a fun thing to look at and, you know, see your signs and see if you're compatible. I don't believe it for a second, but I mean, I hear a lot of people use it casually. To me, again, it's entertainment. And that you wanted to do this.
I mean, that's good. It's a different opinion. And like,
some people devote their life to this shit. Yes. Like, spend money calling phone psychics and shit.
Cleo.
It's so like. Cool.
Yeah, but that was another thing too. I went to Nature's Rocks or whatever, that rock place, which is super cool. But anyway, so I was there and they have a psychic fair, and I'm walking, and this is when my baby was like 3 months old, so she's like tiny, and I just have her wrapped in my arms, and I'm walking around, and there was like 25 people that were like, "Oh, she's special. She has something." Like, yeah, right. And I told him, I was like, how many kids have walked through here that you've told that to? Like, I'm not buying your products. I'm not paying for your fucking...
I know she's special.
Yeah, like, I know she is. She's... Do you know what her middle name is? She's going to change the world.
Oh, my God.
So, but yeah, like, I felt... I understand that, like, questionable... Or that skepticism because of shit like that. Like, I feel like it's constantly, like... Oh, well, if you want to know more, pay me this much. So it's like, okay, if it was real, why wouldn't you just be, like, telling everyone? Like, I'm a witch, and I know this. Well, fucking tell me. I don't know. Last thoughts. That was it for me.
Very good.
All right. Well, join us next time, then. As always, thank you for listening, and we will see you then. Bye.
Whack-a-mole 17 hours a day. Try to avoid any Virgos or Leos with the Ebola virus. You are the true lord of the dance, no matter what those idiots at work say. All your